Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
Hey, what's up, Crypto Nation? I'm glad you're back, my little peeps. So this episode is going to be about crypto ledgers and reasons you should buy a ledger wallet for your cryptocurrency. If you have blockchain in your portfolio, you really need to consider getting a ledger wallet for your cryptos. The second segment is going to be about, it's going to be story time, and I'm just going to share my experience with my ex-fiance. It's going to be pretty good. I'm going to enjoy telling the story and yeah, just curious to see if any other girl can top her. So stay tuned in and oh yeah, I also forgot. Yeah, third segment is going to be a little bit Bible thumping. Usually I say a passage in the Bible, but yeah, I might go on a little bit of a discussion about Christianity and all that. So it's going to be cool. Hope you all stay tuned in. Take it easy. Yo, I'm glad you stayed tuned in. So, how's everybody doing? I know why you're here. You want to know more about crypto ledgers, so this is just for you. Also, a recommendation from one of my fans. He's a nurse. I think I went to high school with him. Pretty sure I did. Looks really familiar. But anyways, for you, bud. So, I've said it once and I'll say it again. Cryptocurrency are one of the most dangerous investments you can make. Okay, if you go back in my archives, you'll definitely hear me talking about that. And not just because of the market volatility either. Hacking is a huge issue that makes it difficult to ensure that the crypto you buy will be safe, okay? Like, in other words, you'd be able to keep it. I remember one of my old coworkers, his account got hacked and took him dry, completely cleaned house on him. So hopefully he got a ledger too. I mean, it's pretty important. But also, I wonder how he's doing, by the way. If you're listening, man, throw me some DMs. Looking forward to hearing from you. Let me know about your crypto journey, if you're still in it or if you quit. On the contrary, where you store your digital assets is just as important as what cryptocurrencies you choose to invest in. You need good Bitcoin wallet. Even if you don't fully understand what a Bitcoin wallet is for, this podcast episode is definitely gonna help you out. If you don't believe it, take a look at how many Bitcoin wallet scams have happened in the past, or how many major hacks have shut down cryptocurrency exchanges. So I can't name them at the top of my head, but there's quite a few. And it can be disheartening too, because put a lot, thousands of dollars in there, and then all of a sudden it's all gone. It's like, what happened? Like, a Ledger wallet is specialized hardware device that acts as a cryptocurrency wallet, and yes, it comes from a company called Ledger. How obvious is that? No offense, but couldn't you guys come up with another name for that? Like, really? You already have the company named after. And you put this device and you name it the same as your company? Interesting. These wallets look like a teeny USB flash drive and can be accessed via through apps or managing software. So basically, it's a physical wallet for your cryptocurrencies. And one of the most popular ledgers out there is the Nano S. So that's the best one according to cryptocurrency users that have gotten it. And I can't stress this enough. You make sure you keep your investments safe. I mean, don't just let it out there in hyperspace or internet space, however you call it. The world of the internet. Yeah, there's some shady people out there that will try to take your money and to use it for their advantage. So watch your stuff. Always. Take precaution. Are you listening? Wake up. I know this podcast makes people fall asleep, so. But you will be listening if your cryptos got stolen. Wouldn't you? It would just be a big mess. Especially, I'm not advising you to put your life savings in this, but if you did, yeah, you're going to want to have a Loctite grip on that. So, I mean, kudos to you. If you put literally everything you have in it, I really do hope it works out for you. And remember, Crypto Kid, you know, throw some funds here and there to me. But anyways, I hope you all enjoyed that podcast episode. It's a short one. It was a short one, but you cut to the chase and try to make it as simple as possible for y'all. And have a wonderful day. Hopefully you stay tuned in for the next segment. So peace out and share this with anybody that you feel needs to know this information that's invested in the cryptocurrency. Keep your friends and family safe too. Alrighty, so I'm doing this story time because as I get more famous, y'all are going to be digging and you're going to find out. So I might as well tell you. Yes, I was engaged before in my early 20s. Yeah. So let me tell you about this girl. Definitely the one that hit me the hardest. You know, like, not physically, but emotionally. Okay? And I feel so bad because I was such a jerk to her. And her love was honestly genuine. She really did care about me a lot. And she always told me that I had a lot of potential. So, yeah, that when someone tells you that you have a lot of potential, you know, that means a lot to that person. So, yeah. And, you know, it sucks that it didn't work out, because she's a really good girl. And after the engagement was cut off, she got diagnosed with cancer. And made me feel bad. It made me feel bad. Even seeing her go through that, and when I finally was like, all right, I gotta make it right with her, she ended up seeing somebody else, and then that was it. And then they ended up getting married and had a kid, but she's still battling cancer, and she's a strong girl. She's strong and trying to fight through that can be very hard on the body and on the mind. But I really hope that she beats this and that she could live a long, happy life. And what the point of this story time is, that if you have a special person in your life and you're a mean person to them, please stop, because you never know what they will be going through later on in life after y'all are not together anymore. And to really try hard to give it your all in that relationship, and to compromise too, to compromise, most importantly. I don't know, like, I guess the reason why is because, I guess the reason why it didn't work out between us is just because I was, like, so immature, and I had all these people saying that I was too young to get married, and honestly, I just wanted to have fun. I just wanted to have fun and not really looking at the bigger picture. Because, like, all those friends that told me that I was too young, you know, I don't even talk to them anymore. It's just, like, they're not even in my life. So, like, why did I even listen to them? You know what I mean? Like, she broke off the engagement. It was kind of force-inflicted. You know, I just started being mean, and she's like, you know what? I had enough. But just, if you feel like this is the right person for you, then go for it. Give it your all. Give it your very best. And treat them right. You know, I remember she said that she wanted to be the ultimate girlfriend to me. And she was definitely the wifey type, without a doubt. Just 100% real. 100% real. And she had my back. She had my back when other people would talk negative about me or try to downsize me. And for the longest time, she stood with me through that. She just didn't care because she loved me. And I loved her too. But the love faded away, and yeah, then you go on living with what could have happened, where would I be at today? You know, because if you're gonna be at the top, you might as well be with the person you truly do love. And you could find love with other people too, but you always remember that first one. So take care, and hopefully this helps you. All right, it's Bible thumping time with Crypto Kid. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that last seg. Went pretty deep there. But With that being said, honestly, God does have a plan for you, even if you don't believe it, even if you don't believe in God or Jesus, he does have something for you. You just don't know it yet. And to realize that we all do need a Savior. And Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. It may not feel like it right now. You may not be able to see him physically. And it's kind of like a mystery in a way. Why would God put me or you through this terrible world that we live in, full of hate, full of sickness, full of dysfunctional things, just like so messed up, just like things I couldn't even imagine, just like, why would anybody want to live through this world and go through that? You know, this suffering. And God puts us through it. God puts us through this because he wants us to rely on him during the tough times. Even though Satan keeps attacking us and keeps giving us temptations and looking for other things besides God, like drugs, money, anything else you could think of for satisfaction. And it's because we live in a fallen world. It's because we live in a fallen world. But the good news is, like, if you truly believe that Jesus is still alive and that he's coming back to save us from this world, then you would become saved. Then you'd become saved and you'll be in the kingdom of heaven which with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it'll be all worth it in the end. It'll be all worth it. Even though it doesn't seem like it now, just keep holding on and to be thirsty for Christ. To go after God's own heart. And to walk with God during your trials and tribulation. Because it does have meaning, and God wants that. He wants to see who his true followers are. So, yeah. And if you don't believe in God, if you don't, just pray. Pray to him. Because he does listen. And he does answer those. So, hopefully you all can get something out of this. Because Jesus loves all, no matter the color of your skin, no matter if you like the same sex, he still loves you. So please take this to heart, and hopefully I see you all in heaven with me.